whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Get off my porch.
Space Force.
On my porch.
Yay!
Space Force.
I'm old.
I am dying.
You got baby nuts.
Get me alcohol.
Yeah. I'm a man. I'm 40.
They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
I love cows.
Azerasians.
What an exciting time.
What does a giraffe sound like?
Now, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
What's going on?
An Odyssey station.
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me.
Hey, Seattle.
Big deal.
You figured it out yet?
Yeah, it took me all break. It was Trey effing Wingo.
Trey Wingo.
Why,
Trey Wingo.
Why could I not remember Trey Wingo?
Well, none of us could, Jason.
Gosh. But yeah, I'll tell you what. Do not bring up the NCAA Women's Tournament as not being a thing to Trey Wingo. And by the way, he was like 15 years ahead of his time. Now it's actually a big deal.
All that to tell you that.
We got there.
It was so frustrating to see his face. I could have a police sketch artist could have drawn that, and I could not remember his name. Trey Wingo. Very sensitive, that Trey Wingo. Also very sensitive, Scott Van Pelt. I pissed off both Trey Wingo and Scott Van Pelt.
Van Peasy
was when we went back to ESPN. And I tweeted that Van Pelt didn't want to be there talking to affiliates. And Van Pelt actually tweeted me back and then came and found me.
He's like, come on, man.
It's like, wow.
Those are very serious sports guys.
But to actually go and find me in the ESPN cafeteria, it's like, geez, sorry about that. He wanted a retraction from my tweet. I still contend.
Did you retract
it? Quit hating, man.
Yeah, I retracted it. Well, it was in front of him. Like, what was I supposed to do? I'm not going to double down and be an ass.
They'd like to drink their haterade and eat their hater tots.
You can't convince me that Scott Van Pelt didn't lose some sort of draw to have to be the one to come and speak to all the affiliates at the ESPN cafeteria.
Well, we've got the first bit of feedback coming in about the TGL, and it's from Masters Pete, who thinks it's damn cool.
Way to go, Masters.
He's watching. Wherever he is, he's watching.
So the 65-year-old retired dentist crowd is what you're searching for.
Well, he likes it.
Way to go.
And he doesn't play golf.
No?
No.
Boy.
He's not a big golfer.
Who would have had a mid-60s retired dentist in Palm Springs not playing golf on their bingo card? That is the upset of upsets. How do you live in Palm? What do you do in Palm Springs if you don't play golf?
Well, he lives in San Diego.
I thought he was a Palm Springs
guy.
Well,
he's got both. Masters Pete did well. He does both. But he doesn't golf.
So, again, when you're in Palm Springs, what do? When you don't golf?
I think he sits by the pool.
Drinks, I hope.
Drinks.
Maybe a cigar.
Texts us to fire Dana Altman. You know.
This thing looks so dumb.
God dang, what
there's Rory.
I like games. They just introduced the referee.
There's a cup involved.
Hey, well,
It's DJ Khaled. Another one.
Noted golf enthusiast DJ Khaled.
Look at the scoreboards. Jeez. All the fans are all fired up.
Are they?
Yeah, look at them.
Oh,
they
got some
terrible towels.
Terrible towels waving?
Shane Lowry stepping up.
Every now and then, there's some things you can't butch up. You can't rock and roll up certain things.
Golf is one of them.
And golf is one of them.
Well, Liv tried to.
Well,
the Waste Management Tour begs to differ.
Yeah, that's true. Look at that, right down the middle.
Or is he going to the sand?
So if it goes in the sand, then you have to go hit from...
Actual sand from Augusta National.
So are they just playing a round of golf? That's it?
It feels that way.
Sweet swinging Ricky
How
Fowler.
How this middle-aged lesbian... Oh, wait, never mind. That's
he's
Ricky.
Going with the...
That's Ricky Fowler.
He's going with the hybrid. What a great swing.
Look how much you love this.
I'm flipping back over to the Red Wings game. I've seen enough.
Yeah, right down the middle. God, these guys are good.
Hey, turns out these guys know how to golf, and I'm officially done. I can't do this.
I'm watching it.
I can't. For all the hell you gave Buckley, you are completely roped in.
Well, that's
now.
What Buckley wanted. He got what he wanted. Thanks a lot.
You're an easy golf mark.
I am.
Boy, he saw you coming a mile away.
Well, he thought I'd be into it.
You are into it. Look at you.
I am now.
You can't take your eyes off of it.
But I wasn't today when I got here.
I got a 2-2 Red Wings Senators game. Side note, Red Wings 4-0 since firing their coach.
Yeah, but is that on a simulator?
No.
I don't think so.
This is now, wouldn't that be something if the NHL was in a simulator? It's like the Matrix. I don't know how you would do that.
Well, let's get back on track here.
Yeah. Probably.
Let's do that.
I've got a should this plane have turned around story. Another one.
Another one.
And I've got the Hots. We've got a story about the Hot. You know, they will stop at nothing to remain hot or to get hotter.
I saw the weirdest movie I've ever seen about Hots yesterday.
Yeah. Have you watched Squid Game yet?
I'm 2 or 3 episodes in.
What do you think?
It's all right.
Yeah, I finished it last night.
Yeah. We didn't need a second season. You know, this was Squid Games. This was Squid Games 2, The Search for More Money. And I get it.
There's a twist that's a cool concept.
Yeah.
I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah.
The twist in season 2 is a really cool concept. I will say it is they leave it wide open for season 3.
I am in. Like I said, I think I'm 3 episodes in, and the only part of the 3 episodes that I have remotely enjoyed is the psycho guy playing Russian roulette.
Yeah, that
guy
was crazy.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
Whoever played the dude that selects the players, that guy needs to win an award, because that's the only good thing about that show so far.
Squid Game 2, it comes out with a bang.
Yeah.
I will say it does not quite finish with one, but that first episode... Well, maybe it's the second episode.
I think it's
but
the second episode.
It goes down.
Yeah, dude, watch The Substance with Demi Moore.
What?
Demi Moore won an award.
What a terrible chip.
I was watching the Golden Globes a little bit, flipping back and forth. And so what I'll do is, if it's a bunch of movies that I haven't seen at like the Golden Globes, I'll just go through and be like, oh, well, I'll watch that. So Demi Moore was in one, and I thought the premise looked interesting, and so I watched it last night. One, it's about hots, and there's a lot of nudity, which is kind of fun. But oh my God, it is the, it's just bizarre. I don't know how to describe it other than at the end of the movie, the BTJ was so angry, even though she sat there and watched it, she was visibly angry the rest of the evening, went to bed upset that she watched that movie. Very strange, but a lot of hots.
Okay. Well, that's a win.
Yeah. A lot of nudity, which was kind of fun.
By the way, did you see Tiger Woods is getting sued?
Again? By who?
Puma.
Puma?
Yeah, because they said his new logo looks too much like the Puma.
Yeah, the logo. Tiger. I could see that.
Yeah, it does look like it.
Yeah, the Sunday Red. Yeah, it's just a tiger running, which is...
Look at Auburn just draining putts.
No, I refuse. I'm watching real sports.
Fist pumping.
I'm watching hockey.
All right, we'll talk about the Hots next on The Fan. Well, the Hots will stop at nothing to remain hot.
No.
Or get hotter.
Well, that's the premise of the crappy, weird movie I saw last night.
This woman is Brazilian. She's 35-year-old hottie. Mm-hmm. She has been named Playboy's most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh.
Her name...
Who knew Playboy was still a thing?
...is... Janaina Prazeres.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
I guarantee that you're not.
But she's from Brazil. And she says that she has a couple of different beauty hacks,
okay,
as it were. She has been getting bee venom therapy.
Oh.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
I've heard of this before. Yeah, they...
honeybee venom.
Yeah. You sting yourself in the face. It's like a Botox thing.
Yeah, it stimulates blood flow.
Yeah.
And promotes collagen.
Yeah, I'm good. But I have heard of that, yes.
She's been getting that over the years. And she said she spent $12,000 on injecting salmon sperm into her butt.
Well, now I get the benefit of the venom, right?
What do you think about that?
Paralyzes muscles.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
I'm going to need an explanation
You're
on
welcome.
The salmon sperm. And boy, when you say injecting salmon sperm into your butt, that's just...
That is something that I have not heard before.
No.
Jennifer Aniston recently revealed that she once tried a salmon sperm facial. God, jokes.
It really writes itself. It really does.
But we can't say them.
By the way, be very careful Googling Playboy salmon sperm. It just...
What comes up?
That was like when you Googled Dan Lanning hot boys.
Boy, that's the most uncomfortable Google that's ever happened in the history of this show. Buck, oh yeah, just Google Dan Lanning hot boys. Don't. I want to make sweet, sweet football love with Dan Lanning. Don't do it.
Well, she admitted...
Which is worse, the salmon sperm in the butt or the salmon sperm facial?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it does.
Injecting, by the way. Injecting.
Right in the butt.
Right. Well, Jennifer Aniston has claimed that she'll try anything to stay relevant. I mean, hot. But, although I shouldn't make jokes about that because she's actually great. One of those who doesn't try to stay relevant. Like, she stays pretty... She's under the radar.
Yeah, you don't see her doing a
She
ton.
Hides out.
And she looks great, by the way. She's 55, looks amazing. So
who's she dating
maybe
now?
The salmon sperm is doing something.
She's not dating him, but she was hanging out with, I guess she's really good friends with Jason Bateman. Did you know that?
I did not know that. They were in Horrible Bosses together, though.
Yeah, they were.
And, that was Ed Helms. I was going to say We Were the Millers, but that's Ed Helms.
I'd like to be friends with Jason Bateman.
That's Jason Sudeikis.
Yep, that's Jason Sudeikis.
You'd like to be what? You want a salmon sperm?
I'd like to be friends with Jason Bateman. I like him.
I think I'd rather be friends with Jason Sudeikis.
Well, yeah, if you gave me those two, I'd probably go Sudeikis.
And Siegel. He seems great.
I'd go Bateman over Siegel.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm taking Jason Siegel. Siegel seems generally just fun. Seems like a funny guy. Bateman seems a little, he seems a little serious.
I don't think he's serious. I think he's just a smartass.
I could see
All right, MFK. Mary, stoop and kill. Which Jason's?
Well, I'm probably going to stoop Bateman, and I'm going to marry Sudeikis, and then I'm just going to kill Siegel.
Okay. Mm. I think I would marry Sudeikis. I'm stooping Siegel, and I hate to say it, but Bateman's got to go.
Feels great, baby.
I'm taking him out. He's gone. Trying to look up the benefits of the salmon sperm, but again, it's...
So...
It's dicey.
She says an
esthetician?
Yes. Suggested a salmon sperm facial. Jennifer Aniston, at 54 years old, became curious. She said, first of all, I said, are you kidding? What does this do? And it's been long reported that eating salmon, of course, has health benefits.
Sure. The fish oils.
But it also has been thought to be good for your skin. Hmm. So one reason for its popularity is that it's been a staple in Korea for many years, and they've always had the next hot skincare product over there.
My daughter, who lives in Korea, says that the Korean beauty lines are like insane. They are beyond obsessed with it. It is she says you just cannot comprehend the number of spas and products and how important it is to the people over.
Now, I don't know how you find this out or figure this out, but the DNA harvested from salmon sperm could be the secret to keeping skin looking young and fresh. And now it's made its way into the world of luxury skincare products.
Yeah, it says that you inject it into whatever you want. You put it right in the face or the butt.
Right in the butt.
And it says that it's a chain of nucleolides that they are the building blocks of DNA and RNA, and it improves, it makes your skin thicker, healthier, and more hydrated. So,
yeah,
apparently, and it'll run you anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000.
Well, what's her nuts paid $12,000?
Well,
as we mentioned.
My guess is that she's getting the, well, how do I say this? Once a celebrity's involved, like...
Well, no, not Aniston, it was the Playboy.
Yeah, the Playboy Playmate. So I looked into stem cells for my knees. And in the U.S., you can't get the fetal stem cells, so you got to go overseas. And so I was calling around, like Mexico does a bunch of these, Costa Rica, Colombia, or some of the most reputable places. And it's kind of a spendy procedure. I didn't end up doing it. It was a little out of my my price range. But like Joe Rogan talks about one a lot. He always talks about his on his podcast. The Joe Rogan one was like four times more expensive than any other clinic. And when you do a little, it's the exact same thing. It's just that one is promoted by Joe Rogan. So it's, you know, I'm sure when you're a celebrity, you go to the end all, the be all, when in reality, you're getting the same thing.
Yeah. And you want the spokesperson because it's like, oh, if Joe Rogan did it,
yes,
then I'm going to do it.
Yes.
But I'm not going to do this one that Joe Rogan didn't do.
No.
I'm going to do the one Joe Rogan chose.
Except one was like, and I looked it up. It's the exact same treatment. Looked at the facilities. They looked all similar. And one was like, it was like $9,000. The Joe Rogan one was 30 something. I was like, what?
Hope they paid him for that.
So I was like, how on earth is that a thing? And they're like, well, hey, you got a bunch of bros that are on there listening to Joe Rogan. They want to go to the place Joe Rogan goes to. What Joe Rogan can afford $30,000.
What if Aniston starts growing gills?
Well, that's kind
of
hot.
They made a movie about it called The Shape of Water.
Yeah. Well, and the boys had that too.
What?
Look, there's not a single man that would turn down Jennifer Aniston because she had gills. The exact opposite. In fact, let's... If a hot grew gills, she would be the hottest thing on OnlyFans. Because there's a million hots out there. But you tell me that you had a hot...
You're talking like the mermaid type of thing going?
Oh, if there was a actual mermaid, yeah. That girl's worth a gajillion. You know how many nerds out there would pony up whatever amount of money to see a real naked mermaid?
There's probably already nerds doing like anime mermaid porn. There's got to be.
Well, let's be honest. There's a reason why Avatar made as much money as it did. Yes, I know it was visually stunning, but it also had a lot of naked blue aliens, and there was a lot of lonely sci-fi dudes.
There's a market for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it Zoe, whatever?
Saldana.
Yeah.
Those Koreans, man.
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing. Like, how do you even find that out, that salmon sperm, not just salmon, the sperm of salmon has, like...
And how do you go about procuring that?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a good idea.
You just rub his belly there a little bit? Yeah.
I think someone's in there in a fish tank, you know, working over a little fish.
They got a personal fluffer?
Yeah. Yeah. Either that or they're just gutting fish over there left and right. Asia's a weird place, man. When you go over there, there's just, it's a whole thing. Strange things are afoot.
So the DNA...
And then it bleeds its way over here.
The DNA extracted from salmon sperm has potent regenerative qualities, working not on the superficial level, but sinking deeply into the skin to work from within, encouraging cell turnover that in turn helps firm skin and maintain its elasticity.
Mm. I got a buddy of mine that swears by beef tallow.
Helps prevent wrinkles. What?
He rubs beef fat on his face.
Really?
Yeah. Swears by it.
Well, like,
what?
What does that do?
It's beef fat. It's like Crisco, sort of, but like...
Well, why does he do that?
Because apparently it's the same thing. The fat qualities, it moisturizes and it keeps you looking young, and it removes spots.
Do you think it does?
Can an average man just do bacon grease? Does that work?
No.
Does he look better?
Well, he's a fancy lad. And
is he your $300 haircut guy?
No. But he's got a Ferrari. Like, I think Ferrari guy is beef tallow.
So just because he has a Ferrari, you think he knows what he's doing with beef tallow?
Well, he's very... I don't know. I don't use beef tallow. The stuff he uses is really expensive, but he swears by it. And he's one of these guys that just has a lot of... I don't know. I think he's got a lot of money, and so he throws he throws a lot at it. And he's an older guy, but I'd say he looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's marketed as the greatest skincare product.
Yeah.
On the interweb.
Yeah.
Beef tallow on skin.
But he'll tell you, like, you can't buy like the $30 beef tallow. You
well, why
buy
not?
It. Well, because it's
not all of us have a Ferrari.
That's what I said. He tried to get me. He's like, here, you can use the stuff I'm using, and like he brought out like this little jar of it. He said it was like $300, and I said, guess who won't be
using
it?
Does it come with a Ferrari?
God. I tell you, the rich people, man. Another level.
Well, I mean, if you got the money, this goes back to the whole salmon sperm thing. When rich people are willing to pay for something, someone's willing to jack up the price. And they just want, I'm convinced that rich people only will pay that price because then they know that they're getting something that the other people can't. Even though it might be the same thing, they're still buying something that you can't afford. And I think that makes them feel good.
Well, now we're willing to jack a salmon.
Yes, you are.
All in the name of fewer wrinkles.
Would you rub salmon?
We jacked a granny.
We jacked a granny today.
Wow.
I don't much care about aging. I really don't. So my wife and I are at odds over this because she has all of the great skin anti-aging products. But
does she rub salmon?
I don't know. I'm going to tell her about it and see what she says. I guarantee you she's already onto it. She gets salmon sperm in her butt. You want to make a joke?
No. No, I don't.
Coward.
Well, I mean, I kind of.
Right in the butt?
Is it different if it comes from like a fancy cream if I just go and get you some wild salmon sperm?
I don't know. I can't imagine that is that like truffle hunting?
You're right. You know there's some hippie girl out there that's going out in the woods right now to some brook and is like, no, I get it right from the source. And I just picture her holding up a salmon.
Yeah, looking for the penis.
Jeez. Yeah, Guardian right here. People are getting salmon sperm injected right into their face.
Because this is what I was thinking about while I was holding my pecker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
More? Please tell me more.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Right. I could probably call my daughter and get you a good deal on some salmon sperm direct from Korea.
Well, my wife may take you up on that. She loves that kind of thing. She loves salmon sperm.
Oh, there's so many things I want to say.
We'll be right back. Here's Buck.
It goes drip, drip, drip.
All right, so speaking of the Hots, I want to tell you about this premise.
Okay.
So this movie, The Substance, with Demi Moore. It's got a lot of nudity, but it's really weird. So Demi Moore is an aging celebrity, right?
This is a new movie?
New movie. Well,
it's going to be nominated for a bunch of stuff.
She
I think.
Won the Golden Globe for like Best Actress, so it happened this year.
It may get a Best Picture nom as well.
Yeah, so which is stunning to me because it's not that good. It's just really weird. It's like a full long Black Mirror episode. So she's an aging celebrity that had won like an Academy Award and now has like an exercise fitness line, but she's like in her 50s and no one wants her anymore. So she finds out that, there's like this Secret Service type where they give you an injection and your body produces a younger, sexier, better person. And it like spits it out your spine.
Whoa.
Your back opens up and a new you pops out.
Okay.
A younger, sexier, better you. And you get to, it's you. It's not a different person. It is you. Your consciousness is in that body.
What happens to your old body?
It just lays there on the floor. But here's the trick. Like, the new you has to sew up the back of the old you. The old you is just laying on the floor. And you have to, every 7 days, you have to switch back to the other body.
Okay.
So, like, they give you this whole, it's a kit you inject, and then you spit out this new you out of your spine. And then the old you is laying on the floor and you have to like IV feed it for 7 days. It just lays there. Your corpse is laying there. And every 7 days you have to like do a transfusion and you have to go back to the old you while the new you regenerates.
Okay.
So every 7 days you switch back and forth.
For how long? Oh, so for a week?
Forever.
So I have to go a week in the old body.
Yes.
A week in the new, a week in the old.
So you want to charge your electric car.
Yes.
That sounds like a beating.
And If you stay in the new body, and so the whole thing is they tell you there is no you or me, it's us. It's one person, right? Like it's you are the same person, you're just in a different body. But the trick is no one wants to be in the old body. They all want to be in the new one.
Sure.
But if you stay in the new body longer than what you're supposed to, your old body starts to crumble. That they say what you take from one will be punished with the other. And so obviously she loves being the new version of herself. And so she keeps staying a little bit longer and a little bit longer. And it turns the old one into the most grotesque creature of all time.
And she still has to go into that body
every 7 days.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Okay.
And so they start to hate each other. And obviously the young one is mad at the old one because she doesn't want to be the old one. And the old one's getting pissed because the young one is staying longer and longer. And the Demi Moore character, who is a beautiful 55-year-old woman, is starting to age and look like an old witch. Like, she literally is starting to crumble and deteriorate. And it's the whole interesting dichotomy is that it's the same person, even though they're basically at war with each other.
The younger one doesn't improve, or like the better body doesn't improve?
No, the younger body's like perfect. She just gets to stay longer. She doesn't want to go.
Well, okay, so why do you have, so the only catch is that for
the seven days
that you're in the old craggly body,
yeah,
you just have to live that life?
Yes. And she becomes so decrepit, she can't leave the house. She gets so beat up.
Yeah, but in 7 days, she gets to go be a hot.
Yes, but every 7 days, she looks at herself in the mirror, and she's obviously a super vain person, and she literally goes insane.
Okay.
So when the young one comes back and sees, like, the condition of... She basically just becomes a shut-in, and they end up hating each other.
Okay.
And it's a really interesting concept that devolves at the end of the movie into just this really weird kind of...
So the concept
thing.
Is we're all vain.
Yes.
And it's ruining all of us.
Yes.
Okay. I get that.
It's interesting. It is one of the stranger movies I've ever seen that for the first hour, you're like, hey, this is a really interesting plot and I'm kind of following this. And then just hard left-hand turn into some... When the young one refuses to go back into the old body... And the old body starts to deteriorate, dude. It gets wild. It really.
So the play here, my playbook would be, if you're a, you said she's like a 55-year-old hot Demi.
She's 55-year-old Demi Moore.
So you go seven on, seven off.
But that's the problem is
she's so vain that she can't.
That the seven off or the seven of the lesser one for her is too.
So she doesn't like that.
The way it first goes down is the hot one.
Well,
is
she's an idiot.
The first one's out being hot. And she ends up with like this super hot guy, and the super hot guy they're getting ready to have sex, but it's time to switch back, and so she's like, "Well, I'll steal a couple extra hours."
So you have to go like right at the
minute. That's how it starts.
That's how it starts. And when the old body wakes up, she's got a witch finger. Her finger is like a skeleton finger.
So she's got to wear a Michael Jackson glove.
Yes.
It's like Back to the Future and the picture starts to erase.
And so then it just keeps going and going and going. It's an interesting...
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that. But
well,
I like that you described it to us.
It's an interesting couples movie.
All right. It'll terrify my wife.
And that's
like her worst nightmare.
And that's what kind of happened to mine. She literally became visibly angry.
Because...
Well, the idea that, like, you know, because then you start joking, like, would you do it? Or, and then she got mad at me and she said, we would never do this because you would only want to have sex with the young me and that would piss me off and then I would kill you. And I said, but it would be having sex with you. You're that person. And she's like, no, that's the young me and you're not getting
it. She'd be, the young person would be offended that you don't want to sleep with the old person.
Even though it's the same person.
Yeah.
It's you. She did not like that and then threatened me.
I don't know, you could do it with both, right?
Yeah, but I think that was
fun little change up.
Yeah, that's what I said. But she said the entire time you're having sex with the old one, she would still be pissed knowing that you'd rather have sex with the young one.
Yeah, well, that
didn't go well.
That's a her problem. Didn't sound like it. Jesus,
no,
I'm not watching this with my wife.
Turned into a whole thing. It was fascinating.
Yeah.
You're like, look, it wasn't my idea.
That's what I. It was her idea to watch the movie. Didn't go over well.
You think I wrote this movie for you? No.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Well, I don't have any more content. I thought we were done for the night.
No.
But we're not.
No.
So now what do we do?
The windmills are driving the whales crazy.
Yeah, we talk about whales going crazy.
I don't think the windmills are driving the whales crazy.
These people are crazy.
What do you know, man?
No, but seriously.
I don't know.
Where does he get that?
Where does he get anything? Someone on Facebook said it somewhere, and now it's a thing, and the whales are going crazy, and it's just accepted. They're eating pets.
Is that a problem?
The windmills?
They're eating the pets.
That our new president thinks that windmills are driving whales crazy? Like,
I promise you right now that
someone...
Or are
we just so far down the rabbit hole now that we don't even care?
Honestly, you kind of forgot that for 4 years that like this was a thing. Every day. That guy's dropping like 17 press conferences a day.
Is he?
It's all he does. You don't remember when he was president? Dude, that guy's...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like he's doing it now.
He
like,
is.
I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah, he's speaking all the time.
Is he?
And like, honestly, like...
I didn't know that.
There's nothing he could say anymore that would
shock... There's no shock value left.
Anybody. Nothing.
So he just says what... See, that's what he wants, though.
Just throws a bunch of ideas out there,
the
and
thing.
Most of them won't stick, but...
He's worn us down.
Yes. We're buying Greenland. We're taking over Canada. The Panama Canal. He didn't rule out using military force, although he said he's going to use economic force.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Tuberville saying that we need to take over that Panama Canal because we can't afford to not go 8 miles and instead go 1,000 when it comes down to war. Like, okay, Tommy.
You know, and that we have unlimited water. There's no such thing as a drought anymore because of rain and ocean. There's just nothing. There's nothing he could say anymore. Nothing that would shock me. And it really is. It's in some ways, it's kind of genius. He can say whatever he wants, and no one, you can't do anything about it.
It's not genius, it's scary.
Well, it works.
And yet, here we are.
Yes, here we are.
Voted him right back in there.
Damn right.
God bless America.
Well, soon to be God bless Canada. You want to ask the Canadians? I don't know. Oh, Canada. What if he takes over Canada and Greenland? My God, he's going to be on Mount Rushmore. I don't know what to make of it. The Canadians are all for it. I don't know. Can you just buy another country? How's that work? Although Greenland's not even a country. I think Denmark owns it. You got to deal with the Danes. See what they want. Buy Iceland while you're at it. It's like a game of Risk. You just go around collecting things. And why stop there? Look, I know when you play Risk, you don't stop in North America. I think you grab Mexico while you're at it and then really have the domination, then move into Central. And
I do think it would be cool if we had Mexico.
You take Mexico over Canada?
Yes.
America's hat?
Weather.
That's true.
Weather alone.
Weather alone.
Not even close.
Well, and the drugs.
I mean,
my
Canada's
God, the drugs.
Beautiful, but...
Yeah.
For me, I'm a warm weather guy.
Well, in Canada, you're only really taking, like, it's like 90% of Canadians live within, I think it's like 100 miles of the border. So really, you're only getting 100 miles, whereas Mexico, we got all kinds of cool stuff down in Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Pretty down there.
So why are we talking about Canada? Why don't we grab Mexico?
He probably is.
I think he's playing a game of real Risk.
Didn't he say something about taking on the cartels and...
You want to hear the whole windmills comment?
Yeah.
Here we go.
25 stories tall, 40 stories. They have one 70 stories tall. The blades, they take 3 ships to ship them. It's crazy. They're dangerous. You see what's happening up in the Massachusetts area with the whales, where they had 2 whales wash ashore in, I think, a 17-year period. And now they had 14 this season. The windmills are driving the whales crazy. Obviously. And they had actually
obviously.
Over, I think, 125 or something over a number of years. Over a number of years, and we don't want that to happen.
Wow. I want to know where he gets his info.
It doesn't matter.
They're eating the cats.
It doesn't matter. That's all you need to know. They're eating the pets. It really doesn't matter at this point. And someone is listening right now calling you a dumbass because they're sharing an article that they got from Sue on Facebook that indeed says that windmills are driving whales crazy.
It's called rain. Comes down from heaven.
Let me ask you this. Do you know that the windmills aren't driving whales crazy?
No, I don't.
Yeah. That is my other favorite new one.
I'm so over all this crap.
My favorite one that we have now is that you have to prove... If someone makes a wild accusation, then you have to, like, the burden of proof shifts to you.
What do
you
mean?
Not them. Well, you would think that if you said that the windmills are driving whales crazy, you would have to prove that indeed they are. But now yeah. they should.
Prove they're not.
Now you have to prove that
well,
they're not.
Well, I can't prove that. Ha ha!
Thanks. It's kind of genius. I'm telling
you. It is not genius.
It really is.
It's frightening. What's up, Schulte? Schulte just waltzed in.
Get used to it, man.
My life just got better.
You got 4 years of it.
Looking at that sexy bod. He's unzipping his Mariners.
drip
jacket.
I think that's a Mariners quarters zip. If I know Schulte.
No, it's a jacket. Full on batting practice jacket.
Does he have a Mariners quarter zip on underneath?
Nope. Looks like he's going blue tee, blue Henley, short sleeve Henley tonight. Got the chains.
Sam's logo.
That man's ready to rock.
That might be the first time I've ever seen Schulte wear something that doesn't have a logo on it. Schulte changing it.
Patrick's ready to go.
He's got a couple beers laid out.
Yeah, he's always got the beer, man. I love that about you. Patrick always comes in here loaded for bear.
That's right.
All right, Hot Corner is next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan tonight.
Friendships of Space.